1 year ago, friends and family of Julia's took turns on the microphone, remembering things they loved about their friend or their relation.
Julia was brought in as part of our family. The people that you meet at college, or at least for me, my bestest friends of my entire life.
A few people shared similar thoughts tonight.
You know, I only had the privilege of knowing Julia for about a year and a half, but by no means am I complaining. A day, I would have been grateful for a day.
At last year's vigil, Julia's family played a song in her memory, and tonight there was another musical tribute. The crowd engaged in quiet conversation during the walk to the northern edge of the EMU campus. Once we arrived across the street from Peninsular Place Apartments, Kim Turnquist, Julia's mother, pointed out Julia's former apartment. The marchers spread out along the sidewalk, waiting for their candles to be lit. It's kind of a breezy night, and the marchers are having a time struggling to keep their candles lit or to get them lit at all. A few are having success, carefully cupping the flames in their hands, flickering light lighting their faces tonight, as they remember Julia Neiswinder, just about a year after she was found dead, right across the street at the Peninsular Place Apartments. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.